afternoon. It's a great atmosphere for football here at South Callaway County High School. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more of the OMC Orthopedic Pregame Show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Empoli owned and operated.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Both teams have made their way back out on the field. The captains are in the middle of the field for the coin toss as we are back here at South Callaway High School. Here, again, just about 30 miles to the east of Jefferson City. And I think it's a great day for football. A little bit of drizzle now and then. It's overcast. It's cold. A little bit of a breeze. This is high school football at its finest.
It's what it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. And again, the captains are out at midfield getting ready for the coin toss. We'll say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters for tonight. They include Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, the Sunset Salon and Barbering, along with the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, along with Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts. And looks like South Callaway has won the toss. Did they elect to receive? I was reading on my list.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention either.
All right, so it looks like their Bobcats are getting the receiving team ready, so it's going to be Thayer football, so a little did South Callaway know that's exactly what Thayer wanted anyway, because Thayer would have taken the ball if they would have won the toss. So we're about ready to go, folks. Hope you enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show. And again, special thanks to Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats for joining us on the Cruise Livestock LLC Coach's Corner. Huge crowd of Thayer Bobcat fans are here. Matter of fact, just looking across the way, Mike, it looks like the Bobcat fans outnumber the South Callaway fans in the bleachers.
Maybe 2-1 almost.
Pretty close to it.
Yeah, it's impressive.
So South Callaway will line it up. They will kick it off. Thayer Bobcats will get the kickoff receiving team on. Say thanks to some more of your boosters, including the Steak and Shake in West Plains, Miro Towing, Garage, and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark, Legacy Auto Body, Freeman Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Agent Zach Barton, the Country Cottage Cafe, Thayer Walmart, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. It'll be number 14 to kick it off for South Callaway. That is Caleb Pizold. And the Bobcats drop three deep to receive. We're playing on the turf. Here's a line drive. Going to hit at 25. Picked up by Madden. Back around the 20. Has trouble with a handle. Now gets it. Spins out of a tackle. He's out to the 30-yard line. Up to the 31. Fair Bobcats will have it. Pretty good field position. And on goes the Fair Bobcat offense to throw up 52 points a week ago in the district championship against the undefeated number 2 ranked Hayti Indians. And, of course, these Bulldogs, pretty good defensively. They give up about 20 points per game. Fair Bobcats average scoring about 35 per game. So this may be a little bit of a mismatch here. Bobcats break the huddle. They bring a man wide to the near side. That is Landry Pitts coming wide. Bobcats with a full house backfield and a power T. Tight end on the near side. They pitch it left. Going to Madden. Madden cuts to the outside. He's out to the 40, 41, 42. Still on his feet to the 45-yard line. That's a 14-yard run on first down for Jordan Madden. And the Thayer Bobcats are off and running here at South Callaway High School. We're glad to have you along up to the 46-yard line. And boy, the Bobcats had a bunch of folks out in front of that play tackling, and Jordan Madden running hard, running over the left side. Bobcats come again in the power team. No, they're in a power eye formation this time, double tight set. Willison in the deep man. They give it to Willison, running over the left tackle. He steps to the right. He's going to pick up about a yard on the play, and that's it. That one's stuffed up in the middle by the South Callaway Bulldogs. They will have a second down and 9. Here on our third play of the afternoon. Didn't mention in the pregame, we're playing on the turf here. And other than actually about 2 yards on that play. But other than the jamboree at the beginning of the year, Thayer has not played all year on turf. So that'll be a little bit different, a little bit different to deal with. The footing will be a little bit different. I guess again on the power eye, double side set. Haven turns, gives it to Whitney. So, again, Willison running up in the middle. He'll pick up. Oh, Yonder got to about the 49-yard line before they knock him back. One official's got it marked right at the 50. That'll be a pickup of another couple of yards for Jackson Willison. They are trying it up in the middle against this South Callaway Bulldog football team. They're down to about 6 yards to go here. And Bobcats making a substitution. Landon Madden checks in. Jackson Willison comes limping off the field. Maybe twisted an ankle a little bit. Hopefully he'll get back in there soon. Bobcats line it up here. In shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield, double wide set. Make a handoff, make another. Haven rolling to his right, looking to throw the ball. Got a man open downfield. He's going to run for it. He's got the first down. Inside the 45, down to the 42-yard line before he's taken out of bounds. That's a pickup of 10 yards on a third down and 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. And a first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats move the chains for the second time in the opening drive of the football game. We're down to 10:06 to go here in the first quarter. Just underway from South Callaway High School in Mokane, Missouri. Until about a week ago, I'd never heard of Mokane, Missouri. And here I am here.
Right on the edge of Mokane.
Thayer breaks the huddle, first and 10. Haven under center, split back. Bobcats running the option. Haven, he's going to cut it upfield as he keeps it. Ooh, steps inside the 45 and gets hammered. That ball came out, and South Callaway has recovered. Callaway says they recover the fumble as Haven jumped into the middle, and he got popped, and the officials say, nope, Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer Bobcat ball, they called no fumble on the play, so a pickup of 2, almost 3 yards. 3 yards on the pickup for Jace Haven, keeping it on the quarterback option. He took a pretty good pop right on that football. Apparently managed to hang on or recover it, because it looked like the ball did come out of there. Air recovers a fumble. It's second down and 7 for the Bobcats, under 10 minutes to go in this first quarter. They're wearing the white and green tonight, dominantly white. South Callaway wearing the blue and black. Bobcats break the huddle. Eye formation, offset eye. They pitch it to Jordan Madden, run over the left. He's got a blocker out front. He's crossed the line of scrimmage. He's still on his feet down to the 26-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. Air pickup from the 37 down to the 25, so a 12-yard pickup for Jordan Madden on the play. Thayer Bobcats will move chain. Oh, we got a penalty flag down. And it's a penalty against Thayer. It's going to come back. Bring it back. Hold the phone. We got a penalty on the play. It's like it'll be a holding against the Thayer Bobcats. And ask the official or the coaches. And coach says, move them back. Move them back. Thayer Bobcats would have had a first down. State is going to be second down, and when they mark it off, it's going to be about second down about 12.
Should be.
Second down and about 12 yards to go. Yep, second down and 12 or the Thayer Bobcats here. Game brought to you today in part by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, and the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, along with Southern Bank, and how Jackson Willison gets back in the ball game. Landon Madden comes out. I get my name dropped. We got Landry's and Landon.
Sure, sure.
Too many Maddens.
Never enough.
Bobcats, never enough, actually. Bobcats line up, double wide set in the veer. End up in the middle. That is Willison. Willison is going to drive ahead for about three more yards. Willison finding it tough running up in the middle. Bobcats had a second down and 12. Now it'll be third down and 10. Ball lays right inside the 40-yard line. They've got to get down to the 29 for a first and 10. So third down, and according to the chains, about 10. Or according to the ball, about 10. According to the chains, about 9. Here we go. 9:18 to play. Big third down play. Bobcats have not thrown it yet. Havens in empty backfield here. Three receivers on the far side. Two on the near side. Quick throw over the middle is going to be caught by Landry Pitts at the 30. He's down to the 26-yard line and down. Big pickup on the play. Goes for 14 yards and a first down with the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And Havens had two receivers wide open in the same area. That one went to Pitts. He was wide open out there. And the Bobcats moved the chains again down to the 26-yard line. We're in the Community First Banking Company red zone with 8:54 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats break the huddle and shotgun formation again. Madden in the backfield to protect. Two wideouts on the far side, and Haven just going to keep it run just inside the block, down inside the 25, to about the 23-yard line. Won't be a lot on the play, but you got to keep them guessing up in there. Running the option. And Haven on the keep. Ball down to the 24. So second down at about 8 yards to go here for a first and 10. Rain has stayed away since the game started. All the umbrellas are down.
Yep.
Except for one, two, three. Maybe it's raining over there.
Maybe.
Here we go. Bobcats in shotgun formation again. Tight end on the near side. Haven rolling to the right. He's looking downfield, still looking, now going to tuck and run. He's down to the 21 before he's driven out of bounds. Pick up of about 3 for Jace Haven. Nobody open downfield. I thought Jesse White got behind the defender. I don't think Haven could get his feet right to make the throw into the end zone. That'll bring up a third down here and about 4 yards to go after the 4-yard pickup for Jace Haven on a second down play. Good Bulldog defense. They like to play it, and they're tough up in the box. That's what Coach Weber talked about on the pregame. Very tough to run against in the middle. They're not real big. Good technique, good speed up there on that line. Third down, Bobcats pitch it to Jordan Madden. Got some room to the outside, cuts it back inside. First down, Bobcats down to the 10-yard line. Jordan Madden. There, Bobcats will pick up about, 9 more? Madden with a 9-yard pickup. Ball is going to be just shy of the 10-yard line. So it'll be first and 10. And they're going to mark it right on the 11. First and 10 from the 11-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats here with 7:53 to go in the first quarter. They're looking to take this opening kickoff and drive it right down the field. And they started this drive at their own 30-yard line. Haven is shotgun again. Two receivers to the far side. Two and a bunch on the near side. Jordan Madden in the backfield. Haven. In shotgun, call signals, now straight back, quick throw, got it out to Landry Pitts at the 10, sidestep the tackler, he's down to the 5 and brought down. It'll be a 6-yard pickup. Good throw, good run after the catch. That's one thing these Bobcats do. They get yardage after the catch almost every time they catch it. That would be a 5-yard pickup. It'll be second down and 5 yards to go. Haven 2-for-2 throwing the ball here in the early going. And Bobcats have ran it well, too, with Jordan Madden, especially around the left side. Again, it is second down and about 5 yards to go. Bobcats, you get a first down without the touchdown. Ball on the 6-yard line. Comes Pitts wide to the near side. Bobcats in the power tee. They hand it off to Madden. Madden fighting for yardage. Gets down to near the 2-yard line, running right up in the middle. They're going to mark him down at about the 2. It's going to bring up a third down and 1 from the 2-yard line. Player needs a yard for a first down. 2 for a touchdown to take the early lead here with 6.5 minutes to play in a quick first quarter. Almost 6 minutes gone off this drive. Opening drive of the game, and that's vintage Thayer Bobcats football. Coach Meek, the legend, the Hall of Famer, is loving this down on the sideline.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bobcats here, third down and 2. At the 2-yard line, they give it to Jackson Willison, trying to fight his way around the corner. He's going to get brought down behind the line. A loss of about a yard on the play for Jackson Willison. Running over the left side. Thayer now with a fourth down and 2 yards to go. This is one of these plays when you hand the ball, and you don't even have to hand it to him. You snap the ball to the SCA Player of the Year, and you let him go get it.
Yeah.
It is fourth down, 2 yards to go for a first down, 3 yards for a, and really it's about 2.5 for a touchdown. Ball was right on the marker they put on the field, the mark where they snapped the extra points. And we're going to get a timeout called, a timeout on the field for the Thayer Bobcats. So with 5:43 to go in the first quarter, there's a timeout on the field. We'll have a big fourth down play coming up right after this on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Okay, Bobcats have eaten up over 6 minutes of clock time here in the opening quarter, and they're down to a fourth and two at the 2.5-yard line. So really, it's fourth and about less than two. Got to get to the one for a first down on this play. Coach Billy Weber wanted to make everybody was on the same page here. I don't think you sneak it. It's too far for a sneak, but I think just Haven runs for the pylon here. Bobcats line up in a split back here. Haven, no, they're going to sneak it straight ahead, and it looks like they're going to get enough for that first down.
I don't think they did.
Well, the side official is going to mark them inside the one, and it's going to depend on the spot of the ball, but it looks like they're going to set it right just inside the one-yard line, and it's a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And actually, the nose of the ball is about 6 inches from the goal line. A big, big game, a big play there. Fourth down and two, the Bobcats convert. They've got it first and goal at the half-yard line. 5:25 to go and counting in this first quarter. Thayer Bobcats looking to take an early lead. And that was just sheer power on power. And the Thayer Bobcats went out on that play. Full house backfield in the power tee. Double tight set. Haven turns. Gives it to. No, he keeps it into the end zone. Touchdown. Haven with a fake and then just rolled around the left end for the touchdown. And the Thayer Bobcats have the early 6-0 lead with 5:07 to go. Capping off a 70-yard, 7-minute drive. Wow. That's the way to open up a football game. Bobcats score with 5:07 to go. In the first quarter, Haven on the one-yard run. And Bobcats will line up here. They're going to line up in the swinging gate, of course. Now they'll come in and kick this extra point. A little bit of a breeze here. Flag is blowing. I don't know which direction it is. It looks like north and south and blowing into the Bobcats' back. So Willison on to attempt the extra point. The leg powers it up. It's right down the middle. It's good. Extra point is good. With 5:07 to go in the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats lead South Callaway 7-0. Back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Okay, Bobcats have taken the early lead here at South Callaway on a 7-minute, 70-yard drive to open the game with Jace Haven going in from 1 yard out for the touchdown, and the Thayer Bobcats hit the extra point. They are now getting ready to tee it up and kick it off to South Callaway. They're not very deep. And those uniforms that they wear, it looks like they're all bunched together.
Yeah.
The field, of course, being the turf, doesn't look as big as a grass field. And it looks like the players are really close together. Anyway, Callaway, they're anticipating. Bobcats will kick it along the ground. We'll see what they do. Willison comes to the ball, kicks it high, going to be fielded at the 25-yard line. And back up to the 30. Bobcats trying to get him corralled. He runs to the outside, and up the sideline he goes, finally going to run out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. Bobcats didn't get a real good pursuit and a good return from the 25 out to the 40. Well, they're marking it down as a 43. So great field position for South Callaway.
That was Hayden Vaught on the return. Awesome.
That was Vaught on the return. He is the fullback.
That name quite a bit.
Yeah, he is the fullback on their offense. And I say he's pretty much just about all their offense. Good running back. He'll line up as a single back in the when they go to the double wing. He'll line up as a tailback. He'll be a fullback. Their quarterback, also a good one, Sam Buckner, 5'10" junior. They line up here in the quarterback up under center in a full backfield, a single wing on the near side. Buckner going to hand it off in the middle, and nowhere to go. Nowhere to go on the play. It was hard to see the numbers here. That was number 29, Trace Helsel, a 5'885-pound sophomore. Picks up two, or I'm sorry, a junior, picks up two on the play. Their Bobcat defense has been good against the run. They only give up 10 points per game on the average. And, of course, had those four shutouts in the middle of the season. This time, a single wing, two backs in the backfield. They give it on the left side, running over left tackle. Big Bobby Dale making the play. And it'll be a pickup of about 3 yards on the play. The big dog, Bobby Dale, stuffing up the middle here. That's something that South Callaway probably did not see on film, and that is big Bobby Dale along with Zach Jones and company up on that front line because they didn't play much defensively last week against A-Type. I guess we're able to get the job done without him out there. And here comes South Callaway. This time lining up in a Y formation, a little wishbone formation here. They give it on the left side. That is, what a tackle! What a tackle by, who was that? What a tackle out there on the back going to the outside. That was Jace Haven who came up in the safety spot to cut the feet out from under Hayden Vaught. And Vaught picks up no yards. It'll be fourth down and five for South Callaway. They're looking to the sidelines like they might go for this thing here. I mean, it looked like he had some room to run. And Haven came out of nowhere to cut his feet out from under him. And now they're going to, well, I don't know. They're still trying to decide what they're going to do. We're down to 13 seconds on the play clock.
They're calling in a play.
They are calling in a play. Wow.
We'll do shotgun.
A shotgun formation. I look for a quick kick here, but maybe not. You're going to bring a man in motion. There's a snap, and then we got a penalty. The play clock ran out. Bobcats. We got an illegal procedure called against South Callaway, and that's probably going to force them to punt. But if that play would not have been blown dead, the Bobcats were going to get that ball because they snapped it over the quarterback's head.
Yes, it did.
Had a man in motion. Apparently one of the offensive linemen moved, so that'll back him up five. And yep, that'll bring out the punting unit. Jace Haven and Jordan Madden will drop deep to receive this kick for the Thayer Bobcats. Punter is on for South Callaway on their first possession of the game. We're down to 3 minutes to go in a fast first quarter. Two teams have featured the run, and the Thayer Bobcats did throw two passes on their opening drive, but they were both complete. Therefore, no stoppage on the clock. Haven back deep along with Madden back around the 20-yard line. They're looking to get good field position here for their second possession of the game. Here's the punt, high end over end kick. He's going to hit it to 30. Bobcat Bass is going to go to Jordan Madden. He picks it up, and he's going to get tackles swarmed under about the 22-yard line. That's where Thayer Bobcats will have it. I don't think Madden wanted to catch that ball. They let it bounce. It was an end over end, and the ball was spinning awfully fast. And they hit the ground and just bounced right into Madden's hands. So the Bobcat offense back out on the field. First drive, 70 yards, 70 minutes for a touchdown. What can the Bobcats do here with a second drive of the night? Chase Haven getting the play in from the sideline as the green and white takes the field with 2:41 to go in this first quarter. State quarterfinals in Class 1. Thayer Bobcats and the South Callaway Bulldogs. And Haven still looking to get the play in. Now he does. Play clock down to 16 seconds. As Bobcats break the huddle with 14. They'll line up in the power eye formation. Got tight end on the near side. Haven up under center turn. Going to give it to Willison. Willison running up in the middle. Just hit. Going to power it for about a yard, maybe two. And going to mark him down. Looks like at the 24-yard line. I'll pick up of a couple on the play for Jackson Willison, number two for the Thayer Bobcats. Second down and eight coming up here on the play. Our game today brought to you in part by Oregon County Cars and Thayer, the Simmons Bank in Mammoth Spring, along with Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent. Bobcats break the huddle. 18 seconds on the play clock. Single back set, got a wing on the near side, two receivers wide. Here's Madden going to run it. Looking to get to the corner, he does. Catching up to the 25, up to the 30-yard line. The first down for the Fair Bucks. On a 12-yard run by Jordan Madden, running over the left, and he got some folks out in front to block for him, including Jesse White, number 9. And Jackson Willison got out there, number 2. Lead blocking for the senior, Jordan Madden, for another 12-yard pickup. Madden already up to
38 yards
in the first quarter. Having a good one already. Minute 46 to go in the quarter. Bobcats first and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic at their own 35-yard line. Empty backfield for Haven. Now sends a man in motion. That is Madden. And he fakes the give. Keeps it. Run to the left side. He's to the 40. Up to the 50-yard line. Brought down. Jace Haven on the quarterback keeper. Going to pick up 15 and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Another Thayer Bobcat first down. They've had a bunch already in this game. And Callaway is starting to look a little gassed out there. Mike, they're starting to stand around, hands on their hips. They look like they are already getting tired.
They are.
Bobcats will break the huddle.
Well, they've been practicing for 2 hours before the game started.
Maybe too much warm-up. Bobcats come out on the power line. Tight end on both sides. They turn, give it to Willison. Willison kept it to the outside. He's up the field to the 4th to the 45 and out of bounds at the 44. I think it's a 45, so it'll be a 6-yard pickup. Or Jackson Willison on first down. That's what Coach Billy Weber likes. Win on first down. I guess with a second down and short. Actually give him 7 yards and make it a second down and 3. They say he stepped out of bounds at the 43-yard line. Fair Bobcats already up 7-0. They've got a minute to go in the first quarter here at South Callaway. We followed the river from Jeff City all the way over here.
Yes, we did.
The old Missouri River. Bobcats in a split back here. Haven looking to throw it over the middle. Complete the pit at the 35. Down to the 30 and 25 before he's tackled. Bobcats. I know Statman Adam is back listening to the game at the house. They went tight end down the seam, Statman Adam, and a first down for the Fair Bobcats brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Off the 26-yard line, Fair into the community first red zone for the second time today. We're down under a minute to go. Looks like this will be the final play of our first quarter. Fair Bobcats starting to get it done offensively here. Haven up under center, Bobcats in a split backfield. Haven stands up, fakes it, now gets to the hole. He can go, he's to the 15, he's to the 10, he's in the end zone for a touchdown. Case Haven, 25-yard touchdown run. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 13-0 with 33 seconds to go. And did you see the size of that hole over the right side?
Yeah.
I'm 60 years old and fat. I could have run that for a touchdown. That hole was big enough to drive a Mack truck through. And the Bobcats will line up here for the extra point. 33 seconds to go in the first quarter to Thayer Bobcats. It's been all Bobcats in the first quarter, let's put it that way. Cale Willison on to attempt the extra point. There's a snap, ball down, kick is right down the middle again. Thayer Bobcats lead it 14-0. With 33 seconds to go. In the first quarter, we'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like, they'll leave your order outside of your house. Let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PetesIn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
It's 14-0. Thayer Bobcats lead South Callaway County here in Mokane, Missouri in the Class 1 quarterfinals. Bobcats just capped off an 80-yard drive with a Jace Haven 25-yard run over the right side. Extra point was good. Thayer leads it now 14-0. So two possessions, two touchdowns for the Thayer Bobcats, who have now gone five quarters without punting the football. They didn't punt it all last week, scored on all seven possessions. And they're doing the same kind of thing here this afternoon. And we're down to 33 seconds going to quarter. Here's Willison to kick it off. Good high kick. Going to come down and take it at the 19-yard line. Vaught on the carry. Gets hit in the hole and brought down at the 34, 35-yard line. So, again, pretty good field position for the Bulldogs from South Callaway at the 34-yard line. And another good hit. One thing I'd love to say about that kickoff coverage team, and there's a bunch of sophomores and some freshmen out there, they will hit you.
Yes, they will.
They are trying to earn playing time by covering kicks. And some of them have gotten it done.
Yeah.
Here comes Callaway, their second possession of the game, first one. And they did have one first down. No, they didn't have a first down. It was a three and out. They did have a penalty in there. There's quarterback and shotgun looking to throw the ball, get some pressure from the backside. He's tackled at the 30-yard line by Jackson Willison. Jackson Willison with the sack. It'll be a 5-yard loss on the play for South Callaway. Jackson Willison all the way around from his right side defensive tackle spot, ran down the quarterback on the left hash mark for a 5-yard loss. And Callaway wants the timeout. Nope, that's the end of the quarter. That's the end of the first quarter. Our score, 14-0. Hey, Bobcats win the lead at South Callaway. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC. Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
More Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And welcome to the second quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a 14-0 lead over the South Callaway Bulldogs here at South Callaway High School. It is a second down of 15 for Callaway after the Bobcats got a sack. And here they're going to try on the deep pitch. Runner's trying to get to the outside. Hurdles over a tackler. That was a nice run. Going to pick up about 7 yards there for number 16. That is Hayden Vaught. Vaught will pick up about 7 yards on the play. It'll bring up third down and long for South Callaway. Ball at the 37-yard line. First time the Bulldogs had the ball was a three and out, thanks in large part to an illegal procedure. They were going for it on fourth and five, got an illegal procedure, then had to punt the ball away. And the Bobcats have scored touchdowns on both possessions. And South Callaway, third down at about seven, handed up in the middle, and the ball carrier is going to get to about the 40-yard line in tackle. It'll be 4 yards shy of the first down marker. Pick up of about four more yards. I think that may have been Vaught again on the carry, but he didn't go far. He didn't go far to bring up fourth down and about 4 yards to go for South Callaway. Will they go for or punt it away again? You know, it's almost to a point now, Statman Mike, down two touchdowns, just headed into the second quarter. You got to take some risk now.
Now or never.
Before the game gets away
right,
from you.
Right.
And they're going to come out here in a double wing formation on a fourth down and four at their own 40-yard line. Now we get a timeout call by South Callaway. And Coach Zach Hess wants to talk about this one. 10:45 to go in the first half. Thayer up 14-0. South Callaway is in a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Well, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, South Callaway, after the timeout, has decided they're going to punt. Fourth down and four, it looked like before the timeout they were going to go for it. I have a double wing, and I'd be very cautious of a fake here. A lot of times, coaches will go with a fake, so stay on those outside receiver, then the tight end. They'll get the double wings out there, too. They're all eligible. Punter is on. Takes a snap. He's going to kick it and gets off a good kick. Going to hit about the 28-yard line. That'll be down to the 25, so Fair's going to have it first and 10 from their own 25-yard line with 10 and a half minutes to go in the first half. Fair Bobcats leading 14-0. Our game brought to you today in part by State Farm Insurance. Scott Cecil, your agent in Fair. Alex and Kylie O'Neill at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Fair. You can see Bill Reeves up at the ball game today. Also, the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, Southern Bank in Fair, and the Fair Pizza Inn. Man, look at a big old Supreme from the Fair Pizza Inn right now.
That does sound cool.
Yeah, could y'all deliver?
Yeah. Can we Grubhub it from here?
There we go. Bobcats on a first down. Give the ball to Jackson Willis, and it looked like he had some room to run up in the middle, and all of a sudden, he got hit by that big linebacker. I believe it's 68, Jordan Renner. 5'10", 230. Good linebacker. It's still a pickup of about 2 yards on the play for Jackson Willison. I guarantee you Jackson felt that one. I mean, he was running hard to a wide-open hole, and all of a sudden, here comes Renner and made the pop. Second down at 8 for the Thayer Bobcats. Haven up under center. Bobcats in a split back. Got receivers on both sides. Haven looks like he wants to throw. Now rolling to the outside. Got a little juke step. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and going to be brought down at about the 27, 28-yard line. So pick up of a couple on the play. You see that move in the backfield? Looks like a dance move back there to get around the defender. They finally drug him down. Number one, Tyler Potter, 6'2", 205, a senior, drug him down for the tackle. And pick up of just two. Third down and a long six here for the Thayer Bobcats. And looks like Thayer's got to bring, they got to bring Jace Haven off the field. Got some blood, apparently, on him. And Thayer will have to go to pitch at quarterback on this play at third down and about seven. Now number four drops onto the field for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Magnuson. He'll go to tight end, and Pitts will go to quarterback until they get the blood off of Jace Haven. Probably a little cut on his arm when he went down there on the turf. Third down, long seven. Pitts in, Bobcats in shotgun formation. Landry going to tuck it in the gut of Jackson Willison. Willison spins out of a tackle, and he's got the first down after the 35-yard line. What a move by Jackson Willison. An 8-yard pickup and a first down Thayer Bobcat. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat, or OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Oh, they said it was short of the first down. Well, they marked him just shy of the 35, so it's a little bit short of the first down marker. Guy started at about the 25.
Looks like they're going to go for it.
Yeah, they're going to go for it. Haven back in at quarterback. Thayer in shotgun. Pitts is wide to the far side. Haven's just going to tuck it under and run for the first down. And he's going to get some more. He's out to the 40-yard line for a first down on a 6-yard run by Jake Haven. And the Thayer Bobcats convert on the fourth down play with 8:48 to go here in the first half. Thayer looking for their third touchdown of the game. Still 60 yards between them and that, but that's the ultimate goal here. Get up three touchdowns in the first half. You feel pretty good going into the second half. But don't forget, this is an explosive South Callaway offense. They have put up over 50 a couple of times this year.
Yeah, we were looking at that on the drive over here. They
can score.
They know how to score. So, and in bunches. So.
And here we go. Bobcats on the first and 10. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show, or the OMC Clinic. Haven going to keep it again on the quarterback keeper, running over the right side on the option. And it'll pick up about 5 yards after the 46-yard line. Kind of an awkward step there right before he got tackled, but it looks like he's okay. Not only is he extremely strong, he's very flexible. We've seen him play when it looked like he might have rolled his ankle, and he just keeps on going. Second down at about 5. It'll be a long 5 of the Thayer Bobcats here. They're wearing the white trim and the green. Break the huddle, send Jesse White wide to the far side. Lane Grimes wide to the near side. Second down and man is going to split backfield. Bobcats fake the handoff, throw it over to Jesse White, makes the catch at the 50. Little juke jive step, gets down to the 46-yard line and out of bounds. That'll be a first down of the Thayer Bobcats on a 9-yard completion to Jesse White. And a nice move out there to get the yards after the catch. And Haven now 4 for 4.
Yes.
4 for 4, throwing the football here in the first half. And a first down down to the South Callaway 46-yard line with 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. They are already leading 14-0. Jesse White wide to the far side. Grimes wide to the near side. Bobcats on a split back. Got a tight end on the near side. Here's a fake. He'll throw it out to Jesse White again. Makes the catch at the 40. And brought down right there at about the 37. Pass was complete. Oh, and he fumbled the football, and the Bulldogs will recover. Oh, so a pass completion. That'll be a 12, will be about an 8-yard completion. And then a fumble by Jesse White. He got smacked out there. And the ball came out, and South Callaway has recovered. Air Bobcats turn it over. First turnover of the afternoon. It'll be a Bulldog ball. Best field position for them at the 38-yard line. Callaway sends out their quarterback, Buckner, Sam Buckner. He's a junior, 5'10", 180 pounds. Third drive of the day for Callaway, and they have yet to get a first down. 2-3 and outs. Buckner is going to get it. No, they keep it in the middle. A little direct snap, it looked like. And a pickup of about 6 yards. Tackled by Jordan Madden for the Thayer Bobcats. The ball all the way out to the 43-yard line. That one even faked me out up here. And I'm still not sure who carried the ball.
I had some binoculars out, and I still didn't see who had it.
That was a well-designed play. They snapped it right to the upback. This time they snap it to the tailback running to the outside. He's going to get buried at about the 45-yard line, be about a yard gain. And it was...
That was Vaught.
Was that Vaught?
Yep.
Vaught on the carry, picks up a couple. It'll be third down and a long two here for South Callaway, trying to get their first down of the afternoon. They're down to 6:42 to play in the first half. Third down at their own 46-yard line, and they've got to be in four-down territory here. They're going to give on that direct snap again to the up man. He's going to hit the line and snap back. No gain on the play. They might actually lose about a yard on that play. Yeah, Thayer said, you know, you fool me once, you're not going to fool me twice. That was a direct snap again to the up back, and they haven't snapped to the quarterback in the last three snaps.
You know,
a little wildcat. They're lining up one back right behind the guard, the other one behind the quarterback. Or to the side of the quarterback, and then they're just snapping it to him. So fourth down and three for South Callaway. They're going to go for it again. They got a man coming in motion. Hand the ball up to Vaught. Vaught gets hit. Oh, big Bobby Dale, the big dog. The big dog makes the stop. It'll be no gain on the play. And the Thayer Bobcats have held South Callaway on a fourth down and three at their own 45-yard line. So Thayer turns it over, and then the big dog, Bobby Dale, stopping up the hole in the middle. All-state offensive defensive lineman getting it done. And that's the second big play for Bobby Dale this game today. I mean, that was a huge hit. He knocked the ball carrier backwards, and then Jordan Madden took him down. But big dog Bobby Dale. Here comes Thayer. And shotgun. Haven rolling to his right, looking downfield, still looking downfield. And now just going to tuck and run for what he can get. He's down to the 41. Now to pick up about 5 yards on the play for Jace Haven. Although we didn't see anybody open, I couldn't see all the way down the field. I know Grimes had run past the defender at about the 30. I think Haven wanted to go for the down. He wanted to go for the touchdown on that play. Instead, they settled for about a 5-yard pickup, second down and five, with 5:22 to go in the first half. Thayer leading 14-0. Offense back out on the field. Bobcats going against the wind here in this quarter. Havens in shotgun again. Got Madden with him. Nobody covering. On the outside, here's Havens going to tuck it in the middle. Madden's going to run it near the first down marker, running over the left side. Jordan Madden will pick up about four. It's going to be third down and one. Here for the Thayer Bobcats. What, under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Coming up, the Thayer Pizzan halftime report. We'll have the scores from some of the other games, the Liberty Eagle game going on over at Lamar. And, of course, try and get a score for you on that Marionville-Windsor game. Winner of this one plays that one, the winner of that one next Saturday. Third down and one for the Thayer Bobcats. Haven rolling to his left, looking to throw. Got some pressure, runs away from it. Now throws the ball over the middle, wide open for a first down to the 20-yard line. Pass is complete. So Landry picks. How about that, Miss Ernestine Cochran? Landry with his second big catch of the afternoon. And the Bobcats are into the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 20-yard line. That was, what, about a 20-yard ticket?
Yeah, 17.
17 on the play. Bobcats with a first down at the 20-yard line. They're coming out here in a power-eye formation. Willison, the deep back. Grimes and Madden up front. They'll give it to Willison, running up into the hole, now cuts it to the outside. Gets a good block, cuts it inside the 15, down to about the 12-yard line. Jackson Willison with a nice run over the right side. That'll be a, or getting up for the first down. Now they're going to mark him down at about the 13.
7-yard run on that.
So a 7-yard run for Jackson Willison running over the right side. Jackson now with 30 yards on 9 carries. 78 for Jordan Madden. Oh, that's Haven. I'm sorry. Madden's got 42. Triple-headed monster getting it done this afternoon at South Callaway. Fairlane, second down and 3. Give the ball to Willison. He kept it to the outside again. Catching the field with a 10. Got a penalty flag down. Another penalty flag down. Looks like we're going to have a holding call against the Thayer Bobcats here. That would be my guess. Willison had enough for the first down, but it looks like a holding call coming up here against the Thayer Bobcats. The ball is at the 8-yard line, and the officials sorting it out there. It is going to be against the Bobcats. So a penalty against the Bobcats, and, of course, South Callaway is going to move the ball back. If not, it will be first down Thayer if they decline the penalty. Oh, they're going to move it back. Looks like it'll be, again, holding against the Bobcats on 10 yards from the point of the foul. And Thayer, instead of having the first and goal from inside the 10-yard line, are going to have it, let's see, what down will it be? Second down?
Yeah.
Second down at the 25. They've got to get to the, well, right about the 10 for a first down. So second down and 15. First, second down and 15 for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat fans not real happy about that call, apparently.
Nope. At least one
was. At least one. Here we go. Bobcats in shotgun formation. Willison on the left hip of Jace Haven. Bobcats looking to throw. Haven rolling to his left. Looking over the field. He pitched it up. He gets the pitch. It's good to Jordan Madden. And Madden is scampered down the sideline to the 10-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. And they're going to be a first down. He's down to the 8-yard line. From the 25 to 8, a 13-yard pickup on another pass completion. That one to Jordan Madden. And the Thayer Bobcats are putting up big numbers, throwing the football, and still no incomplete passes. They are 7-for-7 here in the first half throwing the football. We're down to 2:52 to go. Thayer Bobcats in the community first red zone. First and goal to go from the 8-yard line, looking for their third touchdown of the first half. Split backfield. Double wide set. Haven running. No, they give it on the other side to Madden. And Madden dives toward the goal line. Looks like they'll mark him out at about the 2. Madden going to be marked down at the 3-yard line. He'll pick up a 5 yards on the play for Jordan Madden. That's a good misdirection play. Haven and Willison went right. Haven handed off to Madden going left. Second down and goal to go from the 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. Head coach and the SCA Coach of the Year, Billy Weber, signals in the play from the sideline. The legend, the Hall of Famer, Coach Dave Meeks, standing around the 30-yard line, loving this action. Bobcats break the huddle, hand off to Jordan Madden over the right side. Madden gets hit at the line and will pick up only about a yard on the play. That's a good play up in the middle by South Callaway. Stop Madden for just about a yard gain. It'll be third down and goal to go from the 1-yard line. Third and goal from the 1-yard line with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Also, you almost might like not to make it on this play and make it on fourth down and run more time off the first half clock.
Wouldn't be a terrible idea.
Two receivers wide to the near side. Haven up under center. Got Madden behind him. He'll pitch it to Madden. Run to the right side. He's going to walk in for the touchdown. Jordan Madden with a touchdown with a minute 29 to go in the first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats have taken a 20-0 lead over South Callaway here in Mokane, Missouri. The state quarterfinals in Class 1. They are set for the extra point try here. Pretty sure the Bobcats will go for it, the one-point try. Coach Weber signals it in now. Jackson Willinson is coming off talking to the Bobcat coaches about something I think he thinks will work out there. Very smart player, Jackson Willison. And the Bobcats here will line it up with the extra point try. Cale the Leg Willison. He's 2-for-2 so far. Good snap. Ball is up. It is good. Just inside the left upright. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 21-0 with a minute 29 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, a minute 29 to go in the first half here at South Callaway High School, Mokane, Missouri. The Air Bobcats have dominated this first half. Three touchdowns. They lead it 21-0. And South Callaway with 15 yards of total offense. They've only attempted to throw the ball once, and that resulted in a 5-yard sack of the quarterback, and they have been ineffective running the football. Well, they run, I guess, 10 offensive plays?
Yes.
10 offensive plays is all the South Callaway has run here in the first half. It's been three and outs for South Callaway, and they did go for it twice on fourth down.
Right.
Actually, they should have run 11 plays. But anyway, whatever it is, that's what it is. And Bobcats line up now to kick it, and we get a photographer running across the field. We have a photographer. Oh, that looks like the trainer. They must have called the trainer over to look at one of the Bobcats.
Gotcha.
Trainer coming across the field to say go get somebody. Well, that's good. I thought it was a camera bag on her head. Here we go. Bobcats to kick it off. It'll be taken by Vaught at the 25-yard line for South Callaway, looking for some room to run. Bobcats to get him corralled at about the 38-yard line. Down to minute 23 to go in the first half. If you're Callaway, I think, you know, if you're going to try and get some points on the board in the first half, you've got to air this thing out now. I mean, it is desperate time for South Callaway. They've been shut out. They've been held to practically no yard for an entire half. And you got to just open this thing up, maybe do some things you're not comfortable doing, trying to get a break to go your way, try and find a little clink in the armor of this Thayer Bobcat defense. And it looks like they're going to line up in a double wing. Quarterback up under center. Goes down, now comes back up. Looks over the defense. And they send a man in motion. They're going to run it to Vaught, running up in the middle. And there's nowhere to go. That's no gain on the play. A minute 15 to go. Air Bobcats stuffing that thing up in the middle again for South Callaway. And they've had just no room to run up in there. Vaught gets up a little bit gingerly for South Callaway. And they may just be ready for this half to be over. Actually, looked like it might have been Helsel on that play. Anyway, there goes the man in motion. They hand it to him. Then they come back the other way. A little reverse action. And it's not going to work. Lane Grimes comes up. Put the smack down on the ball carrier. That was Vaught, number 16. And Lane Grimes came up and said, no, nah, not in my house. He is going to be down to the 40-yard line, pick up about a yard on the play. It'll be third down with 37 seconds to go in the first half. So a little reverse by South Callaway and the Bobcats that have no part of it.
That was a pretty impressive tackle by Grimes.
It was. He came up and he lowered that shoulder and drove it right through. And Callaway again. This time in shotgun formation. Should be final play of the half. Their quarterback, Buckner, got pressure. He sacked all the way back up 32-yard line. Ball comes out. We got a penalty flag down. Two penalty flags come down after the play. And the quarterback, Buckner, is down. Is still down. And we do have penalty flag down, so hold the phone here. What are they going to call? Oh, they're going to call a helmet-to-helmet shot on Thayer. Yeah, that's... I don't know about that call. But anyway, ball's going to be all the way back at the 34-yard line and where he got sacked. So it'll be a 5-yard loss for the quarterback, Buckner, on the play. And then a 15-yard penalty will give South Callaway a first down at the 49-yard line with 11 seconds to go. Buckner is okay, it would seem.
Yeah.
He is still out there anyway. I didn't see that.
They saw something that we didn't from the angle.
Yeah, I didn't see that at all. I mean, the quarterback was going down, and the guy just came in and made the hit. Anyway,
yep.
It'll be a first down on a helmet-to-helmet hit against the Thayer Bobcats. And all at the 49-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for South Callaway, and the official's still over there talking to the coaches of South Callaway. I don't know what they could be complaining about. They did get a first down out of what is kind of a questionable call. And now they're going to call a timeout. So a timeout on the field with 11 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer leads 21-0. We'll be back with the final play of the first half in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. With the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for spring semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And hey, we're back after the timeout. South Callaway still in the timeout over on the far side. We got 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Thayer leads it 21-0 over South Callaway. And it'll be first and 10 at their own 46-yard line. The first down of the first half for South Callaway, and it came because of a helmet-to-helmet hit called against the Thayer Bobcats. Well, they called a timeout, and a long timeout.
I would expect some trickery.
Yeah, and timeout's supposed to be 30 seconds. They're just now coming back out. But here we go.
I just wanted to say trickery.
Yeah, here we go. Quarterback up under center at Buckner. Got a man going in motion. They pitch it to him. He's going to step and throw it. Everybody's covered downfield. Pass is going to be, oh, it's caught! He caught it and goes for a touchdown! The Thayer Bobcat defender got turned around backwards, and the receiver makes the catch and goes for a touchdown. It's a 51-yard play and a touchdown to Vaught up the right sideline. So Buckner to Vaught for 51 yards and a touchdown for South Callaway. And the receiver was right there, Mike, and he just got turned around. He kind of stumbled when he turned to go for the ball, and it just sailed over him, and Vaught made the catch and ran the final 20 yards into the end zone with nobody around. So South Callaway scored with 3 seconds to go in the first half to climb back into the ball game.
Wow.
I mean, and that's climbing back into the game, and they're going to go for the extra point here. Ball is back. Kick is up. Looks like it's good. And it is. That makes it 21-7 with 3 seconds to go in the first half. 3 seconds to go in a half, and South Callaway has scored, and it kind of makes it a game again.
It does.
Down to a 2-touchdown lead for the Thayer Bobcats.
Of course, they get the ball in the second half.
South Callaway gets to start second half. We receive the kick to start the game. So yeah.
Okay.
And now they, they'll have a little confidence in throwing the ball deep. And we talked right before that possession started. You know, if you're South Callaway, it might be time to pull out all the stops. I mean, you got to do something.
And that's what they did.
And that's what they did. And of course, without the penalty, they never would have had that opportunity.
So. True.
So I hand it to their coaching staff. They took advantage of what they got out there. And Thayer Bobcats will be receiving a kick here. Jordan Madden and Jace Haven going back deep to receive. Kicker did a good job kicking it against the wind to start the game, and the only kickoff that they've had. This time he's kicking with his wind to his back. So, and a pretty good breeze out there. Go South Callaway. I would certainly be looking at a onside potential here. They tee it up at the 40-yard line. Well, Thayer received with 3 seconds left in the first half. Again, Haven and Madden back deep. Here comes the kick. And they're going to kick it along the ground. Bobcats are going to field it. That's Wayne Grimes at the 35-yard line. He's out to the 30 and brought down at the 36. And that'll be the end of our first half. Thayer Bobcat fans wanted the face mask there. No call. And that's the end of our first half to play. Our score, 21-7. Thayer Bobcats lead South Callaway here in Mokane, Missouri, the Class 1 state quarterfinal. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at KeepsAccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank.
Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Hello back. Welcome to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the South Callaway Bulldogs. Score 21-7 at the half. Take a look at the review of the first half. Thayer Bobcats took the opening kickoff and drove it 70 yards on a 7-minute drive. Bobcats scored the touchdown on a 1-yard run by Jace Haven. Extra point was good. Thayer led with 5:07 to go in the first quarter by a score of 7-0. It was South Callaway. Of course, got the kickoff. Got a nice return after about 46, but Thayer held them on a 3-and-out. Bobcats then went right back down the field again. Their second first quarter touchdown as Jace Haven, a 25-yard touchdown run to cap off an 80-yard drive. And Thayer Bobcats led with 33 seconds to go in the first quarter, 14-0. Bobcats got on the board with a minute 29 to go in the first half. It was Jordan Madden, a 1-yard touchdown run. And again, that was after another 3-and-out for South Callaway. And the Thayer Bobcats went down the field and scored again. Extra point was good. 21-0 with a minute 29 to go in the first half. And and that actually came after the Bobcats had turned the ball over and then got the ball back. So they went down and scored. And then with 3 seconds left on the clock, South Callaway went for it all on a fourth down with 3 seconds to go, or a first down with 3 seconds to go after a penalty had been called on the Thayer Bobcats on a quarterback sack. That moved the ball all the way up to midfield, and a 51-yard bomb from Sam Buckner to Hayden Vaught for a touchdown. So South Callaway, who will get the ball first to start the second quarter.
Right.
They climbed back to within 2 touchdowns. It is 21-7 here at the half. And with the exception of that one play, not much happening for South Callaway in the first half offensively in their defense. Unable to stop the Bobcats. Thayer's had it 3 times. They did have the 1 turnover. That was the only time they had it. But they didn't go down and score a touchdown. So Thayer dominating the first half stats, and we'll have those for you coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to the Thayer Pizan Halftime Report. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
We're back on the Thayer PCN halftime report. Well, again, wouldn't one of those pizzas be good?
I'll tell you.
I like the three meat pizzas they got there? pepperoni.
We're not even picky right now. Anyhow.
Thayer Bobcats with the win, with the lead here at the half, 21-7 over South Callaway here in the state quarterfinal in Class 1. Look at the first half stats for South Callaway. 11 rushing yards, 52 passing yards. That was the one completed pass in the first half. That came with 3 seconds left. South Callaway with 63 yards of total offense in the game. Their leading ball carrier is Vaught. He has 12 yards on 6 carries. Heltzel has 9 yards on 5 carries and a negative 10 on 2 quarterback sacks on Sam Buckner, the quarterback. For the Thayer Bobcats, 158 yards on the ground in the first half, 82 in the air. Jace Haven is 7-for-7 for 82 yards, 240 first half yards of offense for the Thayer Bobcats. And so far, Landry Pitts has caught 4 of those passes. 2 to Jesse White and 1 to Jordan Madden. So Bobcats spreading it around offensively and individually. Haven with 78 yards rushing on 12 carries, 9 carries for Jackson Willison for 30 yards, and 8 carries for 50 for Jordan Madden. And I would imagine in the second half we're going to see a steady diet of Madden, Willison, and Haven. Keep that clock rolling. Again, we're at the half. Thayer leads it 21-7. We're going to take a break here. Guys back at the studio will have some of the scores for us on other games. I do know that Mountain View Birch Street Liberty is up at, or trailing at the half at Lamar 8-0. And we'll have some more for you in just a bit. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football, the Thayer PCN Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And, of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Mike Robertson here with your Pizza Inn halftime scoreboard. And we, again, here, our game, Thayer leading South Callaway 21-7. I know a lot of people interested in that Windsor-Marionville game. That is at the half now, with Windsor leading Marionville in that game 20-7. Windsor with a two-touchdown lead there. Another Class 1 team that we're watching closely, Mid-Buchanan, the number one-ranked team in the state, trailing Hamilton Penny at the half 14-13. As Mike said, Lamar leading Liberty in Class 2, 8-0. College basketball right now, college football, I should say. Arkansas Razorbacks leading LSU 24-20. That's in the fourth quarter. And the Arkansas State Red Wolves leading Texas State 38-34 in the fourth quarter. Now, we got scores from last night's game, in case you missed them. West Plains Zizzers ended their season with a loss to the number one ranked Helias Catholic 36-30. What a game that was. Fantastic finish to that one. Zizzers just come up a little short. Mountain Home Bombers ended their season last night. They lose to Greenwood in the 6A quarterfinals, 49-13. Batesville lost to Whitehall in the 5A quarterfinals, 14-10. In Class 4A, Pocahontas a winner over Lamar, 36-6. In Class 3A, Salem Greyhounds season ended. They lose to Paris, 40-32. Melbourne Bearcats beat Cedarville, 38-8. And the Hoxie Mustangs defeated Lake Village, 55-29. That's the latest from our scoreboard here. We'll continue with more of your Pizza Inn halftime report and check back in with Mike and Statman Mike at South Callaway here in just a few minutes.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pizza Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like, they'll leave your order outside of your house. Let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC. Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, back in Mokane, Missouri, South Callaway High School. What a beautiful facility they have over here, Statman Mike. It is pretty impressive.
It's nice. Nicest place I've seen all year, I think.
Yeah, it really, really is. And, of course, they have beautiful turf fields. So they had, I believe, 5 years, what we heard earlier. So it's holding up well. So the only thing, if you're a South Callaway fan, you're not real happy with the school board right now. But
true.
Your team just scored a touchdown with 3 seconds to go in the first half on a 51-yard touchdown throw. And, you know, that's something that they probably opened their eyes a little bit. And we talked about that in the first half. They were down 21-0. And if you're South Callaway, it's time to start taking some chances. And they're going to get the ball first to start this second half. So, Bobcat defense, you've got to come out, you've got to make a stop and reestablish domination of this game. Because before that 51-yard pass, they only had 11 yards of total offense.
Right.
So before that pass, they had 11 yards of total offense. So, yeah, Thayer dominated the first half of the football game, but 21-7 is our score. And if there's any downside, I'm really not sure there is, but if there is any downside to having a 70-yard drive that takes 7 minutes off the clock, it's that you don't get that many more opportunities to score yourself.
Well, true.
I mean, it keeps the ball out of their hands where they can't go score, but it also, you know, it limits your number of possessions you're going to have. They only had four possessions in the first half. Callaway only had three. They had four as well, but one of those was after a Bobcat turnover, and Thayer got the ball right back 3 plays later. So here we go. Second half, getting ready to start. Thayer leads it 21-7, and word began to filter through the crowd here. It looks like we had a little bit of a drizzle falling again. That Windsor is leading Marionville 20-7 at the half over in the other quarterfinal game in our half of the bracket. And that means that whoever wins this game will play the winner of that game. And if the score holds there and the score holds here, it'll be Windsor at Thayer next Saturday afternoon in the state semifinals. If you're a Thayer Bobcat, yeah, getting to play a semifinal game with a chance to go on to the state championship game, the Show Me Bowl, at home,
yes,
you would take that every time. Every time. Oh, they're looking at something out there. Somebody's out to ask me the question. I don't know. All right, we're going to take another break. All right, we're back with our second half kickoff in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. With the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for spring semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
Like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foray.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. RE/MAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
We're back here at South Callaway with the Thayer Bobcats with a 21-7 lead. We get ready to start the second half. Bobcats come out of the locker room, and Peyton Mills, the Bobcat sophomore, who plays a lot with varsity out there, is in the sling, got his right arm in the sling. Hopefully nothing serious, nothing they can get taken care of and ready to go next week. Of course, Bobcats came into the game tonight a little bit shorthanded. One of their starting defensive linemen, Griffin Willison, out under concussion protocol. I expect he will be back next week. And, of course, Jonathan Ogden, one of the starting offensive linemen, the big sophomore, also is out for this game. We expect he will be back next week as well. All right, here we go. Bobcats teeing up, ready to kick it off as South Callaway will get it to start. And we thank you all for joining us on the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. And the kick is going to go out of bounds, down around the 20-yard line. That'll bring it out to the 35, first and 10 for South Callaway, who scored their only touchdown on a 51-yard pass from Buckner, their quarterback, to Vaught, the running back, as he got open down the right sideline on the final play of the first half. And they could get right back in the ballgame. And I believe they're going to make Thayer kick this thing over.
Yep,
they're going to back it up 5. They feel good about their return opportunity, so they're going to make the Bobcats kick it over again as the kick went out of bounds. And, of course, you always have that option. They'll back them up 5, and if you're the kicking team, you just hope you get a good long kick and stop them inside the 35. If not, the penalty hurts you a little bit.
And for everybody listening, Peyton is up and around moving.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking to teammates. Not appeared to be too bad.
No, but he is does have his right arm in the sling. I guess that's who they brought the trainer over to look at earlier.
Could be,
yeah, right before the end of the first half. All right, here we go. Bobcats will tee it up again, this time at a 35. You know, a lot of Thayer alumni made it out to the game tonight. There's Robert Frommel right there.
There it is.
He happens to be my cousin. Donnie Wilson's over from Branson. Paige Belongi from up around St. Louis all made it over for the ball game. And here's the kick taken to 35. Bart got it out to the 40 and the 45-yard line. Brought down. So they pick up about 10 yards on the penalty. And it'll be first down for the South Callaway Bulldogs. Their first possession of the second half. And we'll need the Bobcats to get back to being the Bobcat. That is 3 and out. Or make them go for it on fourth down, and Callaway did that twice in that first half. One time was successful only because of a Bobcat penalty on a quarterback sack. So here we go. First and 10, first play of the second half, off the 46-yard line for South Callaway, their own 46. And we are underway here in the state quarterfinal second half. They just snapped the ball up in the middle. The quarterback fumbled it, and looks like South Callaway got right back on it with the quarterback. Fumble football, and actually it looked like Jacob Martin, running back, as they did that direct snap to the fullback again. He fumbled the ball. That play is going to lose a yard. So it'll be second and 11 for South Callaway. Bobcats got on that thing in a hurry. Probably playing up in Griffin Willis's spot right now, Chris Cray. For the Thayer Bobcats playing a defensive tackle. First time we've seen that this year. Here's the handoff going to the motion back again. He kept it back up against the green. Bobcat hit him, bring him down. Chase Haven making the tackle. But all the way across the 50 down to the 45-yard line. That's a 10-yard run for South Callaway. And the back made a good cut up in the middle. Looked like he was going to try and go outside. That was bought. And all of a sudden, he cut it back up in the middle and picked up 10 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 1 for South Callaway.
And we heard a lot of good things about Vaught.
Yeah, we did. So it was a good back show, good speed there, and a good decision.
Yes.
They cut that ball back up in the middle. Quarterback up under center, quarterback sneak, and a Bobcats. Oh, boy. I don't know. It's going to be very close. It was Buckner, the quarterback, going with a quarterback sneak. It'll depend on the spot of the ball, whether or not this is a first down. And it will be a first down by about half the length of the football.
Yep.
Officials out there eyeballing it, and they've already moved the chain. So first down for South Callaway on their first possession of the second half. They look to the sideline. Looks like they got a little renewed energy. Somebody sent me a text. Matter of fact, my Uncle Chris, listening in St. Louis on the live stream, said a momentum changer there on that touchdown just for the half. Here's a double wing, and they give the handoff to the motion man. He's going to get down to about the 37-yard line. The motion man. And that is Vaught again. Lane Grimes making a tackle for Thayer, but not before about an 8-yard pickup. That was Vaught, Hayden Vaught, the senior. So he's starting to get some yardage and the double wing, giving the Bobcats a little bit of a fit here as we open the second half. South Callaway looking to get back to within a touchdown. If they can take this down, then into the end zone. Second down and about 2. They handed the fullback. No quarterback. Keith did not get it to the pitch man. He kept it up and is going to get a first down down to the 32-yard line. Pick up about 4 yards on the play. Jacob Martin, number 9 on the carry. He'll pick up 4 and a first down. So back-to-back first downs on this drive. And South Callaway got the momentum right now. Bobcat fans, and there's a huge crowd of Bobcat fans here, need to make some noise for that Bobcat defense. Mean Austin Green back there, shouting encouragement to his defensive teammates from his linebacker spot. First and 10, South Callaway at the Bobcat 32-yard line. Chase Haven making changes out there defensively for Thayer at his safety spot. The All-Stater is give up in the middle, and the play is going to go for 3 yards, maybe. Looks like the big dog Bobby Dale making a stop up in the middle. And got a little help out there from, looks like, Zach Jones. And Mean Austin Green. And it'll be a pickup of about 5 yards at that time. Was that Vaught, number 19?
No, that was Hessel.
Hessel. All right, Hessel. Number 29. Yeah, they got 19 and 29 and 9 in their backfield. And numbers that are hard to read. Second down at about 5 at the Bobcat 27-yard line for South Callaway. Quarterback up under center. You got a man coming in motion. They fumble the football, and they get it back. And it bounced right back up into the ball carrier's hands, and he gets about a yard on the play. That was Hutzel again?
Buckner fumbled it right
away. Okay, and then they recovered it. So basically no gain on the play. It'll be third down and 5 with 8:19 to go. In the third quarter, clock continuing to run. South Callaway just run. They lined up and wanted to throw the ball 3 times in the first half. Twice we had a quarterback sack, and they completed the one.
For the
52 yards. For the 52 yards in the second half. South Callaway with a football now, second or third down and 5. Quarterback going to give it up in the middle, and they're going to move the pile, but not enough for a first down, I don't think. Ball down to about the 28-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and about 2 after a 3-yard pickup on the play for South Callaway. And the Bulldogs with a decision to make, you know they're going to go for it. Inside the 25-yard line. Big play. Bobcat stacking the box. And oh, we had movement early, but no call. And the quarterback sneak. They're not going to get enough for a first down, I don't think. Here's the quarterback sneak. They gave him a first down. And they had a man in motion early. The back left early. No call. And it's a first down for South Callaway on a 2-yard pickup on the quarterback sneak. Buckner got enough. At the first and 10 again for South Callaway at the 21-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Callaway playing a little Bobcat football against them right now. Doing the same thing Bobcats like to do. Went back for a single back set. Got a little movement up front. Bobcat didn't get into the neutral zone. Now quarterback up under center again. Going to give it to the fullback again. And a pickup of about 2 on maybe 3 on the play. They've been pretty generous with the spots here. There's another run of about 2-3 yards for South Callaway. Bring up second down and 7 with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Thayer sprinted out to a 21-0 lead. Callaway hit a touchdown pass for the final play of the first half and now taking the opening kickoff. And they're coming up on a 6-minute drive here. A chance to get back to within 1 score. South Callaway started this drive at their own 41-yard line. They line up here in the double wing formation again. They're going to fake the give, looking to throw the ball into the end zone. That ball is knocked away and complete in the back of the end zone. Bobcats had double coverage on the receiver. And that time they made sure they didn't get turned around. It was Landry Pitts and Jesse White back there on the play, knock it away. And it'll bring up a third down. And about 7 yards to go for South Callaway. Clock stopped with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Game this afternoon brought to you in part by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Thayer, Bonnie's Outdoors of West Plains, and the Community First Banking Companies of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. South Callaway trying to climb to within a touchdown of the Thayer Bobcats here. Got on a third down. They hand it off to the motion man, and that's Hetzel. Or excuse me, Martin, number 9. And Martin was going to get down inside the 15. And he only picks up about 2. They needed about 7. Going to bring up a fourth down and almost 5 yards to go. And South Callaway wants to call a timeout. So a timeout on the field with 6:17 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it 21-7. South Callaway with a big fourth down play. Are they going to call a timeout or not? Well, the official... Official called a timeout, but neither team has left the field. Play clock has stopped. And we're trying to figure out what's going on. And the white hat is over trying to talk to the press box or something. I have no idea why there's a stoppage in play here. Neither team has any idea why there is a stoppage in play. I don't think the officials know either. Now they started, and they just gave South Callaway extra time to get ready for a fourth down.
Wow.
Fourth and about 4. It says 4th and 1 on the scoreboard, but that's not right. Here's the quarterback running on the option. Vaught trying to get outside. No, sir. He gets about to the 15-yard line. He's actually going to lose 2 yards, and the Thayer Bobcats have held the South Callaway Bulldogs on a fourth down, and Thayer will take over the football First and 10 at their own 15-yard line. So Bobcats with a little bit of that bend but don't break mentality. And why in the world the officials gave South Callaway all that extra time, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on there.
I have no idea what was going on there. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats will trot the offense out on the field. Thayer scored three touchdowns in the ballgame and put together 1 7-minute drive to open the game. South Callaway almost 7 minutes off the play clock there, off the game clock, and didn't score. Thayer will snap it to Haven on first down, trying to get to the outside corner. Cuts it back up inside. He's out to about the 19. Be a 4-yard run for Jace Haven and the Thayer Bobcats. And now the clock starts. clock didn't start after the play was over. Anyway, here we go. It'll be second down at about the 6 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. Down under 5.5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Well, that hurts if you're South Callaway. 7 minutes of game clock has run off and you didn't score.
No.
Here at the Bobcats again. Haven up under center. Hands it to Jackson Willison. Run it over the left side. Just across the 20 to about the 21. Only be a couple of yards on the play for Willison. Thayer with a third down and long coming up. It'll be third down and about 4. For the Thayer Bobcats. Willison has run the ball a bunch tonight. Hasn't found any big holes, but 32 yards rushing. Haven leads the Bobcats tonight with 82 on 13 carries. Matt hadn't carried the ball in a while. Jordan with 50 yards in the first half. Bobcats break the huddle here in shotgun formation. Got a back in the backfield, one on the wing. Thayer looking to throw it here. Haven rolls out, sets his feet. Fakes the throw, now throws it over the middle. It's caught by Landry. Picks it to 20, to the 40, to the 45, 50, down a block. He's to the 35, he's to the 20, brought down at the 25-yard line before he's brought down. What a play by Jay Haven to find Landry Pitts wide open. The play goes from the 20 to the other 25. That's a bunch of yards. That is 55 yards on the completion. 55 yards on the completion, and Haven getting time back there. First off, a great job by the offensive line to give him time to throw the football, and then under pressure, he set his feet, he jumped and faked the throw, came down, and then found the receiver, jumped and threw it to him wide open in the middle field. 55 yards on the play, Thayer with a first down inside the community first red zone. Haven looking to throw for a touchdown. Going for Landry Pitts. Ball is incomplete down around the 5-yard line. And that, folks, is the first incompletion of the afternoon for Jace Haven. He is now 8-for-9 for well over 100 yards. How many did he have in the first half?
He had 82 in the first half.
Yeah, so he's up around 130.
137.
And Bobcats make a substitution here. Chris Cray, who had gone on the field for that play, comes out. Jackson Willison back in. Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 25-yard line of the South Callaway Bulldogs with 4:17 to go in the third quarter. Haven went for the downs on the last one. He's in shotgun here. Two backs in the backfield. He got a wing on the far side. They're going to hand it to the wingman. That is Willison. Willison cuts it up in the middle. Gets down to about the 20. Be a nice 5-yard pickup there, and they'll bring up a third down and doable. Third down at about 5 here for the Thayer Bobcats. Trying to keep the momentum going here in the third quarter after the great stop.
Yeah.
On the fourth down play. Callaway got the ball down inside the 20, and the Bobcats put the brakes on them right there and forced it on downs, first a turnover on downs. Thayer here with a big play. Third down and 5 from the Callaway 19-yard line. Got to get just inside the 15. Or a first down. Haven up under center. Single setback. They pitch it to him. That's Jordan Madden. Madden cuts it up. We're going to get a holding call and another holding call, and Madden will not get the first down. He didn't even get close. And I'm thinking, if I'm Callaway, I might decline that penalty and bring up fourth down. If I spare, I might bring on Wilson to kick.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Anyway, we got the 3 handkerchiefs on the field, and it is going to be holding against the Bobcats. And you could tell where they threw the flags. Every official on this side of the field saw it.
Yeah.
So that's going to back it up 10, as they're going to take the penalty. And Thayer will replay third down. Now the official said, no, set the ball down. We're not ready yet. If they decline and bring up fourth down, it'll be fourth down and 3. They're going to take the yardage. So that's going to mark it back. and see how far we're going back. We're going to go all the way back to about the 34. Yeah, about the 34-yard line where they're going to mark it down. So Thayer here has got to get to, well, just inside the 15. So it's going to be third down and about 16 for the Thayer Bobcats. Third and 16 for Thayer with 3:28 to go. Trying to keep a drive alive. Bobcats line up here in a wild, well, no, it's not a wildcat. They got three receivers and a bunch on the near side. Haven straight back looking to throw. Rolls to his right. Now backs up. Rolling to his left. And just looking for somewhere to go, and he's going to get run out of bounds at about the 32. So he's actually going to gain a little bit of yard, but he came all the way to the near sideline and rolled it all the way back to the far sideline. And Thayer's going to have it here fourth and about 15 after the one-yard pickup. And will the Bobcats go for it? You can't punt it from here. I think you go for it. Fourth and about 15. Haven manages to pick up one after he ran about 50 yards. I mean, he came all the way to the near sideline, all the way to the far sideline before he got run out of bounds. But he kept the play alive. Down to 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Thayer breaks the huddle. Haven, empty backfield and shotgun. Three receivers on the wide side, two on the far side. Haven takes it. Fakes the run up the middle. Now just going to take off running with it. And got a block. Gets away from one. He's down to the 25. And on his feet. Oh, he's going to come up short. But got all the way down to the 18-yard line. It's going to be a run of about 10 yards on the play. But South Callaway has held the Thayer Bobcats on a fourth down play. And South Callaway gets the ball back with 3:03 to go in the third quarter. So Thayer Bobcats. Call on the defense to get it done again. They have held South Callaway. South Callaway has now held the Thayer Bobcats thanks to a holding call by the Thayer Bobcats. And with a 21-7 lead, this game feels a lot closer than that.
It does.
For some reason, it just feels a lot closer because you know you're just one big play away if you're South Callaway. I'm getting right back in this game.
And they're proven they can
hit one. They can hit one. They sure can. Here they hand it off up in the middle. And, ooh, big dog Bobby Dale. Big Bobby Dale, all 300 pounds of him, came down on Vaught, who is 5'10", 155. That was a mismatch if I ever saw one. Pickup of 2 yards on the play. I mean, Bobby Dale put the smack down on Vaught. He may not want to carry the ball anymore.
You may not want to run to that side anyway.
No.
I wouldn't.
No. I think he's standing back there in the huddle right now going, no.
I need to go to chiropractor because I'm watching that.
I'm not going to run that ball in there again. No, he will. He's a tough kid. 3:26 to go. Here's South Callaway going to get the ball. A little missed handoff in the backfield. And everybody making a play. Big Zach Jones, mean Austin Green. That play is going to lose 2 yards. It's going to be third down and about 10 for South Callaway inside their own 20-yard line back of the 19. That was a good bear rush by the Thayer Bobcats.
They came from everywhere.
Yeah,
crashing down on them.
Had three, four defenders right there almost ready to take a handoff. They tried to get it to Hutzel, and I believe it was in Hutzel. They had nowhere to go. Hit as soon as he took the handoff. Third down and 10 for South Callaway. Hey, he's going to go the halfback pass again, but the halfback is going to get tackled all the way back to the 5-yard line. Landon Madden, number 14, with a huge play for the Bobcat defense all the way back to the 5-yard line. I mean, they were on the halfback, and it was Hutchell took the pitch. He was going to throw it. And they tried that once before, and now it's going to be South Callaway punting the ball on a fourth down and a mile. Fourth and 23. Haven is going to be back to receive this punt. Bobcats are going for a punt block right here.
Absolutely.
They've got 10 up on the line. They want to block this kick. The punter stands in the back of the end zone, and now finally South Callaway gets their 11th player on the field. Here we go. Fourth down and 20. Callaway to punt. Bobcat should come out of this in great field position. There's a high snap. He catches it. Almost gets blocked. We do have a flag down. And the ball is going to fall dead at the 38-yard line. So a terrible punt with the wind. And we have a penalty flag down thrown by the side judge. And the Bobcats are walking back. Say it's going to be our ball. So they may have had somebody move
Yeah.
Up front. And I think if you're Thayer, you back it up half the distance to the goal line, make them kick it again.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
That kick only went for, you know, 35 yards, and they almost blocked it. It's taking a long time for the side judge and the white hat to get together on what the penalty is. And it's illegal procedure called against. I'd make them punt it again.
Yep.
Absolutely make them punt it again. Or do you just take the ball at the 38? And apparently, Thayer's just going to take the football at the 38-yard line. Or down in the end zone like that, I'd make him punt it again. I mean, the ball almost went over his head. And the Bobcats declined the penalty. Wow. All right, so here we go. Thayer Bobcats with the first and 10 at the 38-yard line of South Callaway. And, of course, that's great field position. We're down to 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Neither team has scored in this quarter of football. The Thayer Bobcat defense dominating again on that series by South Callaway. Bobcats with Haven up under center, double back to the backfield. They're going to throw it over the middle. Tight end down the seam, caught by Landry Pitt. He's down, shakes the tackle at the 20. Jesse White with a handoff, takes it down to the 7. Landry Pitt got popped. I think the ball came out. And Jesse White recovered it and takes it down to the 9-yard line. So the pass completion will be for about 20. And then the Bobcats pick up another 10 yards or so. Actually picked up another 10 when the ball popped up, and Jesse White was right there to pick it up and run it down. A Thayer Bobcats deep in the Community First Banking Company red zone with a first and goal to go from the 8-yard line. Thayer Bobcats trying to go back up by 3 touchdowns with 10 seconds to go. And Thayer going to let the clock run out here. So at the end of 3, Thayer Bobcats lead it 21-7 over the South Callaway Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network. How about that, Bobcat fans?
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at KeepsAccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Welcome back to Bocaine, Missouri. Thayer Bobcats break the huddle. We'll start the fourth quarter with a first and goal to go from about the 9-yard line where they actually marked it down. Bobcats lead it 21-7 as we head to the fourth quarter here in the state quarterfinals. Winner moves on to the semis next Saturday. Bobcats give a handoff to Jackson Wilson. Wilson on the right side into the end zone. Touchdown! On a first and goal from the 9, Jackson Wilson scores the Bobcats' fourth touchdown of the game. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 27-7 with the extra point try still to count. Well, neither team scores in the third, and the Bobcats open the fourth. After that great play, that pass to the tight end down the seam that popped out of the receiver, Landry Pitts caught it, got popped, the ball came loose, and Jesse White was there to clean it up. Bobcats on to kick the extra point. Ball is down. Kick is up. This one is good. The leg Wilson is 4-for-4, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 28-7 over South Callaway. We'll take a timeout back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now,
more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, back to South Callaway High School, where the Thayer Bobcats have a lead now 28-7 over the Bulldogs. Thayer with an impressive drive. Again, the touchdown set up by the long pass play from Haven to Pitts. To White. They took it down to the nine. Then Willison, and what a fake by Haven. He faked the ball in the middle, then faked the pass, and then handed it off to Willison coming the other way for the wide-open touchdown. I don't think he got touched until he got to the goal line.
And he hurdled over that guy.
And he did hurdle over that guy. And Bobcats lead it now 28-7. And here's a kick. Going to be a squib kick. It's going to go out of bounds at around the 35. This happened to the Bobcats earlier, and Callaway made them kick it again. So we'll see if they're going to take the ball to 35-yard line or if they're going to take the penalty and make Thayer kick it over again. I think they want to try for a run back. They're going to make Thayer kick it again. They did last time.
Yeah.
Our game this afternoon brought to you in part by Allen Supported Living in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, and Thayer Dental Care, who donates $50 for every touchdown the Bobcats score all season. The St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're in for another $200 on this Saturday afternoon, and we've still got the whole fourth quarter to play. Also want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Steak and Shake in West Plains, Miro Towing, Garage, and Mobile Truck Service, Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark, Legacy Auto Body in Thayer, Freeman Woolsey Well Drilling, and Pump Service in Thayer, and the Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. And now this time they say, no, don't kick it again. We're going to take the penalty, and they get the ball at the 40. They get it at the 40-yard line, first and 10. 11:54 in the game, left in the game, and Thayer Bobcats lead it 28-7. Your South Callaway here, you've got to start throwing this ball. And they are. Buckner back looking to throw, get some pressure on the offside. Almost intercepted. Now we get a penalty. We're going to get a late hit. And the quarterback, he stopped and thought about that one for a while before he threw that flag. If it's not obvious, you don't call it. Anyway, it's going to be a personal foul roughing the passer against Thayer on a delayed call. And you can hear the Bobcat fans, I'm sure, in front of me. They didn't like that at all. Jackson Willison had a beeline at the quarterback. Quarterback fired a pass over the middle that was almost intercepted by Landry Pitts. And they're going to call the Bobcats for roughing the passer. 15-yard penalty brings the ball all the way down to the 45-yard line. Well, South Callaway, the only really big plays they've had in this game have both been on penalties by Thayer. 2 15-yarders. Aside from the 51-yard pass, that's been their biggest gains of the day.
Correct.
They've got it here first and 10. They pitch it, and now we got a penalty coming down. This play is going to be blown dead. And see what we've got here. Going to be illegal procedure against South Callaway. So, yeah, the White Hat might have thought about that other call there for just a moment. That's going to back them up 5. Back to the 50-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for South Callaway. Things getting a little bit sloppy here. Here's your Callaway. I mean, you got to pull out some. You got to go deep in the playbook now. I mean, you're down 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Something's got to happen for them.
In the state playoffs.
Something's got to happen, and it's got to happen fast. All right, they've got only one man in the formation on the far side. Quarterback running the option, hands it on a handoff to Vaught. Vaught gets back down to about the 44-yard line, a good hard 6-yard run. There, Bobcats, Kyron Magnuson. Making the tackle in there with a host of other Bobcats, including Mean Austin Green. 6 yards on the play, brings up a second down, and about 8 yards to go.
Vaught's a pretty talented kid. He's had some good runs out there, showed some promise, just this Bobcat defense.
He looks a lot bigger than 5'10", 155.
True.
Split backfield here, double tie set. One man in the formation on the far side, and they're going to give it up in the middle. Oh, quarterback going to keep it, pitches it. Bobcats will have no part of that. The ball carrier tackled. And about the 40-yard line, be another yard, maybe 2-yard pickup. And it was out there, Mean Austin Green, along with Chase Haven making the tackle. Jesse White was there as well for the Thayer Bobcats. So brings up a third down and about to 6.5 to go for a first down. Going against the wind are the South Callaway Bulldogs. Down under 11 minutes to go in the ball game. South Callaway down by 3 touchdowns, and they don't seem to be any hurry up there.
No,
taking their time, walking to the line. No sense of urgency for them here. They got one man in the backfield here, got a wing. A man coming in motion, a handoff to Vaught in the backfield, and he's going to get stopped shy of the first down marker, I think. A good run.
That was helpful.
Oh, was that helpful? Yeah. That was helpful on the play, and he picked up the first down, picked up 6 yards. Ball down to the 35-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. But you know what? As long as that clock continues to run, Thayer doesn't care. It's down to 10:30 to go in the game. I thank you some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Shipwreck Event Center, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, and the Sunset Salon and Barber. A new set of downs for South Callaway. First and 10 at the Bobcat 35-yard line. Needing a quick score here before long, and they want to climb back in this game. Double wing formation. Got a man going in motion. Quarterback looking to throw. Gets some time. Now throws it downfield. That ball is going to be knocked away. What a nice play by Jesse White.
Yes, it was.
Had one-on-one coverage on Tyler Potter. And Jesse White got back there and knocked it down around the 10-yard line. That's a good defensive play. And it'll be second down and 10 now for South Callaway. Clock stops with 10:01 to go in the game. Their defense has done a nice job today holding this team to one touchdown. They average 30 points a game. Here they come. Got a man in motion. They give it to the pitch man. That is Vaught trying to get to the outside. Bobcats trying to run him down. Oh, what a tackle. What a tackle by the Thayer Bobcats over on the side at about the 31-yard line. I think that was... Was that Haven came all the way across and made that play?
That's what I was thinking.
I think it looked like Haven. Yeah, and Haven out there making the play back at the 32-yard line. So third down and about 8 yards to go now for South Callaway. Vaught run down by the All-State safety, Jace Avery. Third down and 8 for South Callaway. Buckner and Shaja turn, takes a handoff, now looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure, gets hit as he throws, passes caught over the middle, and the receiver is going to be tackled. Bobcat's trying to wrestle that ball out of there. And this is going to be down inside the 25 to about the 22. It's a first down on a 9-yard pickup. And a first down for South Callaway with 9:14 to go in the game. All down to the 23-yard line. First and 10, South Callaway. Like, Pitts was there on the tackle along with Landon Madden. And a motion again for South Callaway. Quarterback looking to throw, throwing it over the middle. High pass is going to be incomplete, and a penalty flag coming down from the side judge all the way into the middle of the field.
Their fans are not happy with that one.
I think they're going to call pass interference here. I didn't see anybody holding anybody. And the Bobcat coaches are giving the official an earful. I don't know. That ball, I mean, wasn't a receiver anywhere near it.
No.
So we're going to see what they're going to call here. If it is pass interference, of course, they're going to the other side to make the call. The official's no sense of urgency either. They're going to call holding against the Bobcats. We have a 10-yard penalty and a first down down to the 12-yard line for South Callaway.
I'm not so sure about that one.
Yeah. 8:51 to play in the ball game. Bobcat coach is still giving that official an earful down there. So we hit the 12-yard line. First and 10, South Callaway looking to get back to within 2 touchdowns. Bobcats looking to pick one off here. Callaway looking to run the football, give it up in the middle. Oh, nowhere to go. No gain on the play that time. Was bought on the carry, and he goes for no gain. Bobcat interior line has done a job this afternoon. Big Bobby Dale in there. And others. Zach Jones, Jackson Willison, Chris Cray in there playing on that D-tackle right now. Jackson Willison's been in there on that D-tackle. Bobcats have played well up in the middle. South Callaway again. Clock is running and no sense of urgency. They're just not getting the play in from the sideline. Count down to 8 minutes to go. They're down 3 scores. Got to get in a bigger hurry than that. They're going to line up here in a double wing formation. Quarterback's going to give it up in the middle again. This is Hestel. There's nowhere to go. Landry fit. And mean Austin Green and the big dog Bobby Dale in the middle making the play. Bobcats stuff that up in the middle. It's going to be third down and 10, still from the 12-yard line for South Callaway. Now Big Bobby Dale comes out of the game. Mikhail Cray will check in his spot up on the nose. Bobby Dale, he may have played his best game of the year today. He has been outstanding up in the middle. Comes Callaway on a third down and 10 from the Bobcat 12. They hand it off again. That is Vaught. Vaught's going to dive down to about the 7. That will not be enough for the first down. He's going to be well short. And it'll be a fourth down for South Callaway, and they're going to call a quick timeout. So 7:21 to go in the game. We have a timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Just coming out of a timeout here with 7:21 to go in the game. It is a fourth down and about 7 yards to go for Callaway inside the Bobcat 10-yard line. They're down by 3 touchdowns. They need one in a hurry. They need one on this play. This game could be over. 7 minutes and change to go. Bobcat defense trying to get a stop. And they're going to look to throw for it. Throw this ball over the middle. It is caught. And touchdown. Touchdown on the play. Pass is complete. A little quick hitter over the middle. And South Callaway into the end zone on about an 8-yard completion. So with 7:15 to go, South Callaway gets a touchdown. And, you know, they're almost, I think, got to go for 2 here. They line up with a swinging gate just like Fair does, and it looks to me like they're going to go for 2. Now, if they're going to come to the line, they're going to kick it. So a 7-yard pass from Buckner. Yeah, I didn't see who made the catch over there. Helsel? Okay. Well, Helsel makes the catch. Or the touchdown. Oh, a bad snap and a fire drill here now, and he may get to the end zone. Yes, he does.
Wow.
Number 9, that is Martin, the holder. And it was a really bad snap, and he managed to hang on and then got up and ran into the end zone for a 2-point conversion. And that makes it 28-15. So the 2-point conversion pulls them to within 2 touchdowns of the Thayer Bobcats with 7:15 to go in the game. And with the help of the penalties, South Callaway, a 60-yard drive to pull the within 2 touchdowns. That kind of quiets the Bobcat crowd here a little bit. While we're waiting to get set up for the kickoff, so we'll check in with the studio with Mike. Do we have an update on that Windsor-Marionville game, Mike?
Yeah, Windsor is up 28-7 fourth quarter.
All right, so Windsor up 28-7 over Marionville in the fourth quarter. We're here, the Thayer is up 28-15 with 7:15 to go in the game. So if things hold, we could see a Thayer-Windsor matchup at Lewis Boston Field in Thayer next Saturday afternoon in the state semifinals. But the Bobcats still got some work to do. They're going to have to string together some first downs here. Now, we also understand the Arkansas Razorbacks are now trailing LSU with about 4 minutes to go in the game.
They lost.
Yeah, the speed's a little off, so it may be.
Oh, I just heard Mike say they ended up losing.
Yep,
so Arkansas goes down to LSU today. Wow. All right, here we go. And that was an onside kick try. This ball, well, the Bobcats get on it right at the 50-yard line. It didn't look like it was going to go 10 yards, but the Bobcats got up and got on it after it went about 9 yards. And a good play there by one of the Bobcat up men. Didn't see who made that recovery. That was a good play because if he lets that thing go another yard, yeah, Windsor might have recovered it. But they were right there. And I guarantee you the coaches on the Bobcat sideline were saying, somebody get that ball.
Yeah,
anyway, Thayer takes over first and 10 at the 49-yard line of South Callaway. The Bobcat offense, they need to put another score on the board here. Only scored one touchdown since the first half. They've got a first and 10. Haven up under center, double wide set. Split back veer, tight end on the far side. Bobcats run to that side. Haven, now he's going to pull it out, and he's going to run for it. Haven running over the right side, going to get hit and drop right on the line of scrimmage. He strung it all the way as far as he could to the sideline. Stays in bounds, tackle for no gain on the play, but the good news is they keep the clock running. A little more rain falling here at South Callaway High School. We've had a couple of drizzles through the game, nothing too hard.
No.
I don't think it's affected the play any at all.
We call that football weather.
Exactly. Well, second down and 10 here for Thayer. needing to string together a couple first downs and run that time off the clock. Or maybe hitting one for a touchdown. That'd be even better. Another touchdown would pretty much break the Camel's back, I think, here this afternoon. But give South Callaway credit. They have battled trying to get back in this game. Now they're back within two touchdowns. Haven and shotgun here. Two receivers on the near side. Got a lone setback and a fake handoff. Not going to give it to him. That's Jordan Madden. Madden trying to get to the corner. He's going to get run out of bounds at about the 50. Actually, will lose a yard on the play. Good defensive pursuit. Number 72 on the tackle. That is Corey Wallace, Jr. Loss of about a half a yard, and clock continues to run as it didn't go out of bounds. That's good news for Thayer, but a third down and 11 here. If you're a Thayer Bobcat, it is almost imperative you get a first down here. And I think they're in four down territory. South Callaway trying to get the stop, of course, and gets the ball back for their offense. They just scored to get it within 13 points. Thayer with a wide out on the far side, one on the near side. Shotgun for Haven. Rolls to his left. Looking downfield, not going to have a second run the other way. Got one man to beat. He cuts it up inside. He's to the fourth. He's to the first. He's got a block at the 20. He's going for a touchdown. Chase Haven with a 50-yard touchdown run. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken a 34-15 lead here at South Callaway. What a run. Chase of last week. Chase Haven goes 50 yards for the touchdown. And got a great block down there by, I think it was Grimes, at about the 20-yard line to spring that one into the end zone. Great play for the Thayer Bobcats, and Haven now way over 100-yard rushing. He's got 143 for the game. And the Bobcats lead it now by a score of 34-15. Bobcats line up for the extra point. Willison trying to go 5 for 5 on the afternoon. Ball back, kick is up, hit right down. It looks good. Thayer Bobcats with 5:29 to play in the game, lead it 35-15 over South Callaway. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21? Combs and Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
You know, the final score stays what it is in this game, and, you know, Thayer leads it 35-15 as we come back from the timeout after the 51-yard touchdown run by Jace Haven. And this game has had a feel, maybe because it's the state playoffs, but this game has felt like, you know, one of those 14-7 games for the whole thing. I mean, it really has felt a lot closer than the game actually is. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats will line it up at 40. Willison is on to kick off. You got to wonder how much fight's left in South Callaway. That may have been the run that kind of breaks the Camel's back. Ball is picked up. A little squid kick along the line. Ball carrier still on his feet to the 40 and looking for room to run. Gets out to about the 41. Brought down there. Philly first and 10 for South Callaway. Got a Bobcat shaking up a little bit on that play. I think he got blindside blocked out there around the 40-yard line. Have to wait and see who that is. And one of the other Bobcat players thought there should have been a penalty called. See who it is down for the Bobcats. Anyway, so we got a Bobcat player down at around the 40-yard line. And, Mike, while we attend to him, why don't we check in? Do we have an updated score on the Liberty-Lamar game?
Just got one. 32-0, Lamar leading Liberty fourth quarter.
All right, so Lamar turned it on in the second half, 32-0. They lead the Liberty Eagles. And again, at last check, Windsor was winning big over Marionville. That's still the case?
Yeah, still the same, 28-7.
28-7. So it looks like it'll be Windsor and Thayer in the semifinals. That was Jesse White took a shot out there. Number, is it? Yeah. His number looks like a.
Number 8.
Oh, it's Caden Comm. It is number 8. Okay. So number 8, Caden Comm. Got his bell rung a little bit out there around the 40-yard line, but he's a tough kid. He looks like he's going to be okay. Just took a shot out there. Well, here comes South Callaway. down by three touchdowns. They got to get something done in a hurry. We're down to 5:22 to go in the game. A little bit of a light rain falling maybe here at South Callaway High School. 3 hours and 45 minutes from home. Fair Bobcats playing well. There's the snap. The Buckner, the quarterback, looking downfield, looking to throw it long. This ball is underthrown and intercepted. Oh, incomplete. Fair Bobcats had a chance at the interception. Couldn't bring it in. That was Jordan Madden and Lane Grimes out there as well. So Madden and Grimes on the double coverage. Ball falls incomplete. Stops the clock with 5:15 to go. If you're Callaway, that's really about the only chance you got right now.
Yeah.
Because you got to score. You're down three touchdowns under 5 minutes to go. You got to score right now.
Yeah, they got to take it to the air. Or
you got to do something. A little trickery.
Close up shop.
They got a man in motion out of the double wing. They pitch it to him. And that looks like a Vaught dives ahead. He's run out of bounds at around the 45-yard line. Pick up about 4 yards. Lane Grimes up to make the play for the Thayer Bobcats. Pick up about 5 yards for Vaught. And ball at the 46-yard line, third down and five. A big defensive play here. Thayer can get this ball back. And you know that Callaway is in four-down territory here.
Oh, yeah.
If you can stop them on these two plays, this ball game just about be over with. Quarterback in short shotgun formation. Now sends a man wide to the outside. We get a penalty flag down. Before the play, we're going to get illegal procedure called on Callaway. Well, Callaway called for illegal procedure. That'll back him up five. That certainly helps the Bobcats cause here as far as getting the stop and getting the ball back. White hat called that one. Backing up 5 yards to the 41-yard line. They've got to get to the Thayer 49.5 for a first down. Although Thayer Bobcats able to get some of these starters off the field on defense. Looks like Jace Haven not in the game right now. Chris Cray out there playing safety. Quarterback is back looking to throw. Going to dump it off to the up man. Bobcats almost got him at the 45. Now corralling at the 46. There you go. Big number four for the Thayer Bobcats coming from his linebacker spot. That's Kyron Magnuson making a play for the Bobcats. They pick up about 6 yards. It is fourth down and four for South Callaway. And what could it be? Final offensive play of their season if they don't complete or don't convert into a first down. Could be their final offensive play because, you know, Thayer is going to do everything they can to run out the final 4 minutes
right
on the clock. Fourth down, they're going for it. And it's a full four. You got a motion man. Now the quarterback rolling to his left. Buckner looking to throw. Gets some pressure. Dumps it off. It's caught and knocked out of bounds. And we got a penalty flag. They're going to call that a late hit. They're going to call a late hit on the play. And that's going to advance the ball. Very close to a first down anyway.
Right.
And the Bobcat just made a hit on the sideline. And then they call a penalty on the Thayer Bobcats for a late hit. I don't know. You got to be out of bounds to get hit late, if that's indeed what the call is. And the officials indicate that it was. And it will be. They call the helmet to helmet hit on that. They call that a helmet to helmet. You guys been watching too much NFL. Anyway. He's going to take the ball all the way down to the 33-yard line from the 15-yard penalty against Thayer. And with 3:51 to go in the game, a first down for South Callaway. Thayer Bobcats lead 35-15, 20-point lead for Thayer. And South Callaway still looking for some points on the board here. Quarterback up under center, double wing formation. Got a man going in motion. He'll pitch it to him. He's going to try and throw it. This ball is going to be intercepted by Magnuson at the 25. He's out to the 40, still on his feet to the 50, all the way up to the 35-yard line. Kyron Magnuson picks off the pass, and the Thayer Bobcats may have just advanced to the state semifinals. Kyron Magnuson, number four, and the big man rumbled up the sideline. Intercepted that ball back around the 25-yard line and took it all the way down to the South Callaway. Heard they mark him out at the 31, about the 32-yard line. And actually marked him down, then back it up to the 34. So out of bounds at the 34, Kyron Magnuson with a year defensive play in the first turnover of the game for South Callaway. And we're down to 3:40 to go in the ballgame. Thayer Bobcats with the ball back and an opportunity to run out the clock here. They break the huddle. They're going to be in a power eye formation. Willison, the deep back. Madden and Grimes, the up backs. They hand it to Grimes running up in the middle. And Lane is going to carry it for about a 2-3 yard gain. That's what the Thayer Bobcats want right now. They want time to run off this clock. Get it 3 yards at a time, down to 3:25 to go in the ball game. If, again, the scores hold, it'll be Thayer and Windsor next Saturday at Lewis Bosman Field in the state semifinals. And, folks, you need to start making plans right now. You need a huge crowd. That ball game, a huge crowd has made the trip up here.
And for all the Bobcat fans, if you have not gotten out to see them play yet this year,
got to get it done.
You're missing something special.
Bobcats run to the line of scrimmage out of the huddle. It is a second down, about 7 yards to go. Haven in shotgun. Got two backs to protect. He fakes one, gives it to Willison. Willison, he's to the 30. He's to the 25. He's down to the 20-yard line and run out of bounds. It's going to be about a 10-yard pickup for Jackson Willison on the play. Willison now with 56 yards rushing in the game for 13 carries. And the Thayer Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. First down brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. 2:40 to play in the game, and the Thayer Bobcats are knocking on the door of another touchdown. Already have scored 35 on the afternoon. They break the huddle again. They run to the line. They are pumped up. Lane Grimes wide to the far side. Bobcats got a man wide to the near side. That's Jesse White. Haven gives a hand off to Willison. Willison cuts it up inside. Now back to the other side and all the way down to the 3-yard line. Willison gets tripped up at the last moment, but another 12-yard pickup and a first down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. 68 yards rushing now for Willison. Madden with 49 in the game and Haven 143. Hey, Bobcats have dominated South Callaway here this afternoon. 2 minutes to go exactly in the game. Hey, Bobcat fans can feel this win, and it'll be a pleasant ride back to Thayer from Mokane, even though it's going to be raining. Now the officials are doing what? And now we're going to get a timeout call. A timeout call by Thayer with a minute 43 to play in the game. Coach Billy Weber wants to talk it over. It'll be first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats. They are deep in the Community First red zone, down at the 4-yard line. Let's take a quick timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Here we go, Thayer Bobcats with it. First and goal to go at the 4-yard line. Minute 43 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats trying to top off a victory and top off a drive after the interception by Kyron Magnuson. Bobcats is split back formation. They hand it to Willison. Willison's into the end zone. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats offensive line again. Dominant up front. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now 41-15 with the extra point try still to come. And that's another $50 for the kids of St. Jude from Thayer Dental Care. Bobcats rolling here at South Callaway High School. 41-15 is our score. And again, I think it's just because it's a state playoff game, it hasn't even seemed that close. Or it seemed closer, what I meant to say. Willison, looking for the extra point here. Ball is back. It is down. Kick is right down the middle. It's good. That makes it 42.
He's been spot on all day.
Absolutely. Thayer Bobcats will lead with a minute 39 to go. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back after the timeout there. Bobcat getting ready to kick it off. Get some scores from the 1A games. Windsor now leading Marionville 34-7. Mid-Buchanan, the state's number one ranked team, and they've been number one all year. They are beating Heaning 33-21. And Adrian leading Marceline 13-7. So I appreciate those scores there. And thank you, Perry. We'll see you next Saturday afternoon over at Lewis-Bosman Field. Hey, Bobcat's set to kick it off here with a minute 39 to go in the game. Bobcat's a low liner is going to hit and be fielded back at the 26-yard line. And ball carrier looking for somewhere to go. That's Vaught. He'll get out to about the 37, brought down there. Mikhail Cray.
Pretty good spin move there.
Yeah, he did. Again, a couple extra yards. Number three finishing off the play for Thayer Bobcats. That is Cale Willison. The kicker getting down, and he does that a lot. Get down, get in on that tackle. Well, here's South Callaway. What do you do here? You're down 42-15, minute 33 to go. Do you just air it out, hope for the best, try and climb back in the game, or just run your offense and run it out?
Well, I don't know.
I know as you know, your competitive nature as a player and as a coach is we're not done to that final buzzer.
Sure.
So I'm thinking, you know, kind of like a basketball game when you're down by 20 with a minute and a half to go, you start firing threes.
Yeah.
And that may be the case here. Quarterback is in shotgun formation. Got a man going in motion. And they're going to throw it. Rolling to his left. Pass is going to be underthrown. Good pressure up in there by Zach Jones for the Thayer Bobcats. Clock stops on the incompleted pass. Thayer Bobcats have played well up front.
They really have.
All day long.
Both sides of the football.
Well, the clock stops with a minute 29 to go. Second down and 10 here for South Callaway. Surprised they haven't turned the lights off yet. Needs to be getting off late. Well, they do have the lights.
Some of them are.
Yeah, some of them are. All right.
You're looking at the baseball field.
I am, actually.
Yeah.
The lights are above the roof here, I can't see. All right, here we go. Second down and 10 for South Callaway with a minute 29 to go in the game. They are down by a bunch. They're about that defense trying to get another stop here. The short pass is going to be incomplete. Ball bounced before it got to the receiver. Intended for Tyler Potter, number one. And it'll be third down and 10. Their Bobcats can hold here. They'll get this ball and with an opportunity to take a knee, get in victory formation, and run out the clock here at South Callaway and start getting ready for the bus ride home, which will be a happy bus ride home for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. South Callaway is getting this play in from the sideline, and clock stops on the incomplete pass. What a day by Jace Haven today, throwing the football. Only three incompletions. Here's the quarterback. He's in shotgun again. And they're going to now just run it up the middle. Oh, and the ball runner is broken free down to the 45-yard line to the Thayer Bobcats. A little 15-yard gain. That was Vaught, number 16, making the run on the left side. And again, that direct snap. And they've caught the Bobcats a couple of times on that play. That play goes for about 15 yards. Thayer Bobcats beginning to get the high fives over on the sideline. Big hug by Coach Metcalf at Jace Haven. Over there on the sidelines, Thayer Bobcats are going to advance into the state semifinal. A minute to go in the ball game. Oh, 2 minute in motion. That's an illegal procedure call on South Callaway. Both the wingbacks went in motion at the same time. So that'll back them up five, and we'll do it again. And again, all over but the shouting here at South Callaway High School. Thayer Bobcats with six straight district championships, and now we'll get a win in the quarterfinals and go to the state semifinals. Last time Thayer went to the semifinals, they advanced on to the Show Me Bowl. And Thayer went back-to-back years back in 2007-08. That's for the year right there. I think. I might correct me on that. The years all run together for me. I think it was right around that time period. And Thayer went back-to-back to the state championship game and losing one of those in triple overtime. Here we go, full house backfield. That's Callaway going to pitch it to Vaught. Vaught in behind the blocker, runs up the left side, and is going to go out of bounds at about the 40, 39 maybe. Going to be a pickup of about 10, 12 yards on the play. Good run by Vaught. That'll bring up a second down at about 3. And they did say he went out of bounds, so the clock set at 35 seconds to go. 42-15 if you've tuned in late. Fair Bobcats with a lead here. And we're down to the final 35 seconds. South Callaway with the football. And for a bunch of seniors on that sideline, it's going to be a tough, tough post game. Here's the quarterback looking to throw. Throws it over the middle. Pass is going to be caught. And then taken down immediately at the 25-yard line. Good play out there by the Bobcat defense. That was Jesse White on the coverage. And it's going to be a first down on the completed pass. But 25 seconds to go. Clock is running. And this game, folks, is about over. Hey, Bobcat fans can celebrate a Bobcat victory here on the road at South Callaway High School. 14 seconds, Callaway to run one more play. Bobcats want to hold them out of the end zone here. They're going to give it on a running play. Running to the outside. Still running to the outside. Finally, Bobcats come out, make the tackle with 2 seconds to go at the 19-yard line. It'll be a 4-yard pickup, and that's going to end it. The Thayer Bobcats have come to South Callaway and beat the Bulldogs 42-15. Is your final score. All the clock stopped. For some reason, Callaway called a timeout. With 1.5 seconds left, down 42-15, South Callaway calls a timeout. So, let's keep it right here, and we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game today. Thayer Plant Foods and Thayer Farm Center, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center, the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Alton Bank Shipwreck Event Center in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes, and First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Here comes Callaway, final play of the season for the South Callaway Bulldogs. It's a good football team.
Yeah.
They were 7-3 coming in, district champions. They just met a better ball club here this afternoon. Thayer Bobcats, who have been ranked number 3 most of the season, will advance. There's the quarterback back to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure on him, throws it out toward the pylon. Ball is going to be tipped out of bounds, incomplete. And that's the end of the ball game, folks. Your final score, 42-15. The Thayer Bobcats with a win over the South Callaway Bulldogs. Wow, what a game, Thayer Bobcats. And this thing, again, seemed a lot closer than it was throughout the course of the game. Again, Thayer Bobcats have won again. They're now 11-1. That is their 11th straight victory on the season. And they advance to the state semifinals next Saturday afternoon. Don't go away. Coach Billy Weber will be up to talk to us in just a little bit about this one. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Football. Let's head to the post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman in Thayer. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.